Just as a stage play has a backdrop to frame and showcase what's happening out front, a garden border needs a backdrop as well. In some respects, that shouldn't be too hard a problem to solve. I mean, it's not as if there aren't plenty of tall plants out there in the world. And since finding tall plants is not, as they say, exactly rocket science, I thought I would confine myself to mentioning a few of the plants that I have found useful and successful in my own garden borders. For big solid masses in the background, it's hard to beat the grasses. I use a lot of Miscanthus sinensis, also known as maiden grass, at the back of borders. It grows up early in the season and stays green until late in the fall. The variety called Morning Light, with its tinge of frosty white, makes a nice variation on the otherwise solid green of most Miscanthus. For sheer ease of growing, it's hard to beat Iris pseudocorus, more commonly known as yellow flag. There is a sister purple variety known, not surprisingly, as purple flag. Both grow best in conditions that could charitably be termed swampy. The wetter, the better. On the other hand, I've got them in high and dry conditions myself, and they seem to do famously. They bloom with their fleur-de-lis flowers early in the season, and admittedly, are not all that interesting afterwards with their strap-like foliage, but then it's in the back of the border, so who really cares? The rhizomes do spread fairly rapidly, but they're easy enough to remove when they're not wanted. One of my personal border favorites is tansy, Tanacetum vulgare. I like it, first of all, for the perfectly irrelevant reason that one of its common names is mugwort. Yeah, good old common, unpretentious tansy, a real mug, in the nicest sense of the word. Here's what to like about it for the border. It has few pests or diseases, and reliably comes back year after year. Tansy has heavily cut, deep green, aromatic foliage, grows up early in the season to about 4 feet tall, and lasts into the fall. And while the small yellow button flowers aren't much to write home about, the foliage does make good green filler for a vase of cut flowers, serving very well the same purpose that ferns do. I've used tansy along one border as a cheap substitute for a seasonal hedge. All you need is a friend with tansy, and you should be able to get a free start on your own border. Another of my favorites is Veronia altissima, otherwise known as good old-fashioned ironweed. I got some out of a field years ago on the very good advice of a friend, and have had it around ever since. The foliage is not the big attraction here, it's the flowers. In the late summer, ironweed produces branches that for all the world look like little candelabras covered with 20 to 30 small purple flowers that to me resemble miniature thistles. Not to worry, they are not at all related to actual thistles, but they do look like them. Since the plant is capable of reaching as tall as 10 feet, I usually cut mine in half about the beginning of July to get somewhat more compact plants that don't need to be staked. For some real back-of-the-border color splashes, you could use some of the varieties of tiger lilies, or a crocosmia like the fiery red variety Lucifer, or maybe some of the newer varieties of Canis with their interesting foliage. The choices are many. Well, here's to you, from the Garden Gate.